This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, for today on Twitter, we're talking about slaps. Not that one, but instead, this comes from a tweet by Hadi Azmi that's opened up a conversation about discipline in schools and what's considered acceptable.
Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge that the impetus for the tweet was probably the slap, but the conversation it's opened up really isn't that. So Hadi talked about the most life-changing slap, and I'm quoting, that he witnessed, which basically took place when he was in Standard 6, when the discipline teacher was slapped by the father of another student from one of the bottom classes during the morning assembly. And he said, and this is the crucial line, that shattered the image of unquestionable authority in my fragile young mind. And this opened up others sharing their experience with violence in schools, particularly those inflicted by teachers.
Yeah, this reminded me of some very defining incidents that I had in school, not necessarily inflicted onto me, but even just seeing it happen to others, right? And that particular sentence, the shattering the image of unquestionable authority, it really hits home because there are guidelines, in fact, about how teachers can actually discipline students. And something like the Rotan, for instance, has been, you know, there are specific guidelines, but that doesn't mean that many teachers don't actually interpret discipline in many different ways. And I think it can be tough when you're a student, right? Like, who has authority? How far can that be exercised? And can you actually speak up if something doesn't, if you think something shouldn't be done that way?
I think it's also worth pointing out that many people, particularly now, I want to say more commonly than before, grow up in households in which actually physical discipline is not a thing. I hear this said by a number of, particularly, you know, my peers who have children, and their determination to not lay a hand on their children, to not do that. And so I also think about the contrast between coming from a household in which this is not considered acceptable, you know, whether it's a ruler or a rotan or anything, it's not something that you've grown up with, and then being put in a setting in which that's commonplace. And so I think in general, when we think about discipline and its impacts, sure, there's the most immediate thing, right? Of, well, I needed this disruptive child, for example, to sit down, and this achieved that. But the larger stuff, I think, is interesting to talk about. So if we look at the tweets that have come in response to this, we have, let's see, the third child who says, I was 7 when my maths teacher went around slapping pupils in class with a textbook. I'm not sure what was wrong, but she went table to table, smacked almost everyone, and threw books all over the floor. Horrible teacher. I told my mum about it, and coincidentally, I don't like maths till today.
Oh gosh, that's terrible. And actually that final line, right? Like, I coincidentally don't like maths till today. That's not an unusual experience. I know so many people who get put off particular subjects or even the idea of going to school because of these sorts of experiences. We also have, we have Burrito Teeny saying, a male teacher slammed the door really hard just to shut me up when I was trying to explain myself, and then proceeded not only to humiliate me in front of his class, but talked about it in front of the whole school the next day. Even though he didn't say my name, a lot of people knew it was me. And I wanted to read that to say that actually, over-the-top disciplining doesn't have to be physical. I remember when I was in school, primary school, and a bunch of us forgot to bring our PJ clothes. One particular teacher made us actually run around in just our blouses and our underwear. And I was very young, but I, like, that left such a terrible impression in my mind of like shame and humiliation. And I think these things leave very deep marks.
So a lot of this, I feel, has to do with the power balance, or the perceived power balance in school. Power dynamic, I should say, because I don't think it's balanced. But generally speaking, teachers are, I understand this, that it can feel like a battle with students. I can only imagine. I think that it would be incredibly tough. So I think the need to kind of assert yourself as a figure of respect, if not authority, is very important. But the way in which that is interpreted in these sorts of actions then is different. Because, of course, if we look at this particular tweet from Burrito Teeny, right, about the ways in which a teacher spread a story about them, it's tough because the teacher is the one who has that position of authority here and who can do that. And the impact is rather outsized. So meanwhile, we have Miss Iza who says, I've witnessed a teacher slap one of my classmates because of unfinished schoolwork or something like that until he flew. His head almost hit a nail in the blackboard. And a few days later, the teacher apologized. We were 8 years old, by the way.
That's... I don't know. I don't know how to even respond to that. We have Ajisha saying, I was only 8 when my mother went to see the principal to stand up for my sister's friend who was smacked on his head by a teacher for no reason. My mom went to talk it out, which for me was a very civilized move. No violence needed to counter one. I like that notion of being able to talk it out, being able to go in and talk and bring a parent in. But I think part of the problem sometimes is that a lot of children are afraid to tell their parents because they worry they might get into even more trouble.
Which goes back to that power dynamic that I was talking about, because your teacher has a direct line to your parents. Meanwhile, we have this one that raises a good point from Ms. San, who says, the one I witnessed wasn't life-changing, at least not to me. It was traumatizing. My classmate was slapped by the discipline teacher because he kept on denying that he signed the report card himself rather than his parents signing it. That's the last time we saw him. He transferred the next day. So I'm not certain whether you mean your classmate or the discipline teacher. I'm going to proceed as if it's the latter, because I think that that opens up another thing about how it is that we handle problematic teachers, because we often hear of this, of teachers transferring. And I think that's fine. But with what? Like with what consequence? Was there any training provided? Was there any correction? Was there any discipline provided to the teacher? You know, there are all these things that come into play when we just hear of a teacher getting transferred.
We're talking about teachers disciplining students. And this comes from a tweet where a person talked about a memory of being slapped in school and how that stuck with them. And we'd like to hear from you. What kind of discipline did you experience in school? What do you consider acceptable? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages. So keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about, schools and discipline on today on Twitter. This comes from a tweet where a person talked about essentially witnessing a student's parent slap a teacher in front of them. And this has led to a conversation about largely the kinds of disciplining that people witness in school and what the limits are. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. What kind of discipline did you experience in school? And what do you consider acceptable? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have so many messages.
So let's start with Stephen, who says, in primary school, I was hit on the left hand with a wooden ruler because I was using my left hand to write. Until now, I still don't understand what's wrong with being left-handed. And you know, this is the problem with guidelines. So there are guidelines provided for how far you can go, for example, when it comes to discipline, but not why you're disciplining somebody. And that's also why you sometimes see teachers disciplining students for being annoying or for getting on my nerves. And I think in the case of this, it's ridiculous. This is just the most old-fashioned thing I've heard.
The left-handedness thing really gets my goat because there is absolutely no basis for it. There's absolutely no basis to punish a student for using their left hand. It is just what they are equipped to do. So I think this kind of thing is, I hope practices like these have gotten left behind. Let's see, we have Edward saying, I was caned repeatedly on the head once in Standard 5 simply because as class monitor, I didn't get the class to stand in time to thank the teacher once the bell rang. I still loathe that teacher till this day.
Edward, we join you, I think, in loathing said teacher. I mean, that's a terrible act. I think, so we spoke earlier about what we saw, right? And I once saw one of my classmates, who admittedly was being incredibly recalcitrant in the way that only 16-year-old boys have like a unique, 16-year-old people, I will say, have a unique monopoly on being, right? You know, it's like when sullen face is at peak levels. And he got slapped, I want to say, 10 times by a teacher. The entire class fell silent because it was so horrifying. And the reason why he was repeatedly getting slapped was because he wasn't backing down. And I remember that moment partly because the violence was so shocking, but also because I'm not sure ultimately that was the intended effect of the teacher. Because, you know, if you have resorted to your final barrier, which is to say that you've physically disciplined a person, and they still have not capitulated, what is left?
So every time we talk about disciplining in school, I think there are particular people who have perhaps different views on the acceptability or not of it, right? And I wanted to read two messages that I think circle those points. So we have Raja saying, I'm one of the best students in primary school, became head student in standard 5. I got rotan slapped many times. And if I told my parents, I'd get a second round from them. I'm really thankful to those teachers. They punished us by teaching us. They taught us by punishing us so that we remember. I still say hi to those teachers when I meet them. Meanwhile, Winston says, those days we had public caning. I don't think the millennials know about that. And I think that the slippery slope of saying this made me a better person is that that's not necessarily the case for everyone. Because for every person who thought this made them a better person, there's going to be someone else who felt like they were traumatized or abused, or that it sort of shaped them in a particular way. And the other thing is, of course, where do we draw the line between disciplining and just straight out harm?
Between disciplining, straight up harm, and also, look, I think that discipline is most effective when it makes sense. Meaning when you have a, when I think about the times in which I was way too much of a goody two shoes. This is not even a show off thing. I was just way too boring in school. But when I think about the times that I witnessed discipline and when it was the most effective was when there was an explanation, when there was a clear understanding of why something was occurring. And you know, if you had that and it made you better, that's fine. But I think a lot of the examples that we're getting are senseless. Are people who got repeated punishments for no reason or sometimes really outsized reactions. Now, Shamil says, I don't have a kid, but if I do, I would give the same warning that my mom gave me before. If it is your fault that the teacher scolded you, I will add on. But if it's the teacher's, I'll smack the teacher instead. Sadly, I rarely got scolded because I was a nerd. High five, Shamil. But once in Form 4, a teacher scolded an entire class, making them run 10 rounds around the football field. I pretended to faint at the third round, and then the teacher got scolded by the headmaster in return.
That was a delightful experience that took all sorts of turns that I didn't expect. You know what I like about this is the acknowledgement that discipline is necessary and that there are ways to do it in which they can be effective and that can actually also bring in the parents into the process. And it doesn't have to include physical violence.
Shamil, if you can send your tips on how you pretended to faint, I have never been able to imagine doing it well. In my mind, it just always kind of looks fake, right? If you're not a professional actor. But I mean, you managed it, and only at round 3. You didn't even wait till round 5. So I need to hear your tips.
I just wanted to read this tweet to close off with from Eric, who says, I vividly remember this particular teacher in standard 2 who spewed this particular phrase to the whole class. I want to vomit blood when I see your face, with a look of absolute disgust. It's been 40 years now. And I just wanted to say, see, these kinds of things stick in your head.
They do. That's a harsh phrase.
Keep those thoughts coming. How were you disciplined in school? And what do you consider acceptable? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.